On Fridays at this time, we focus on your money. And today, as many high school seniors consider which colleges to attend, their families are considering how to pay for it. Jonathan Clements of the Wall Street Journal has some advice.
Well, the first thing you should think about doing is saving for college in the context of your total finances. I mean, there's no point in socking away a truckload of money for college if you're not prepared for your own retirement. Because the reality is, your kid can borrow money to go to college, but when it comes to your own retirement, you're going to have to pay cash.
Okay, so the first thing is make sure that your own retirement is provided for. What's the next step?
The next thing you've really got to do is think about financial aid, because clearly you want to be able to get that financial aid if you're likely to be eligible. And the whole financial aid question is really very, very tricky because it's hard to tell if you're going to qualify. As a rule of thumb, if you expect your household income at the time your kids reach college age to be something around $80,000 or above, figured in today's dollars, you're not likely to get much in the way of college financial aid, and you probably should take advantage of some of these special college savings accounts. On the other hand, if you're going to fall below those thresholds, you probably should avoid these special government college savings accounts and instead make yourself look attractive for purposes of financial aid.
I guess I'm just asking for your gut feeling about this. People are sometimes literally looking at their newborns and trying to figure out how they're going to pay for college 18, 20 years down the line, which seems reasonable given the expense. But is there any chance that the rules could completely change between now and then?
There's every chance the rules will completely change. The biggest portion of the scholarship money available comes from the colleges themselves. They're not following the federal rules. They're setting their own rules. So you may hear today that there's some particular strategy that's really going to make you look good for purposes of financial aid. But 10 years down the road, the colleges will have caught up with this, and the strategy that you thought was such a slam dunk may not pan out. What you really want to say is, you know, I clearly want to help my kids save for college, and there are prudent and imprudent ways of saving for college. If you think you're going to qualify for financial aid, what you want to do is think about doing things that currently look good under the aid rules, like building up home equity, like putting a lot of money into your 401k plan and thinking about taking a loan to pay for college, like putting money into a Roth IRA and then thinking about withdrawing your contributions to pay for college. Meanwhile, if you don't think you're going to qualify for financial aid, you should start to take advantage of some of these special government savings accounts like the 529 college savings plans and the Coverdell education savings account.
Is there a simple place to go to find out more about all these different options?
The best website is www.savingforcollege.com. That's the best website to find out about 529 plans and Coverdell education savings accounts. If you're trying to find out about other strategies like the Roth IRA, like tax-efficient investing in the parent's name, then really just calling the mutual fund company you use or the brokerage firm you use, that's the best way to go.
We've been talking to Jonathan Clements. He writes a financial column for the Wall Street Journal. Jonathan, thanks.
It's been my pleasure.